from the Triple M studios.
Oh, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show.
Triple M.
This is the moment to be a part of something bigger.
It's a producer party, baby.
Hey,
hello everybody.
This is nice.
Is it 3 weeks?
Yeah, well, I did one with just you, William.
Yep.
I did one with just Matthew.
A cavalcade of guests came through for our one.
Cavalcade of guests.
Yes.
And now we're back.
The band's back together.
The two of you, and then Leon popped in.
Leon, yes, of course.
Good fun.
We had Salil and Zave and Leon. And
you were talking about like the porn industry awards that I was listening to.
Oh, we were too,
You got right to the end of the producer's podcast.
Of course I did.
Well done. Thank you.
We haven't heard from Will Anderson in a while. I guess he'd be very busy with the comedy festival, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will's around. I've seen him around the station, just not in.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, he's always floating around.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Finger on the pulse.
Mm. Yes.
Will Anderson listens to everything.
Yeah.
Mr. Pulse himself.
The Pulse, they call him.
So how is everyone?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Matthew, how are you going with, we've check-in. It's been a couple of weeks now.
Yeah. Still adjusting to the office and my new hours and listening to this show as a listener and being a super fan that way.
Yeah. How does it sound?
Amazing.
Good.
You know it sounds amazing, though. You don't need me to tell you that.
Well, better than when you were on it?
You just hear different things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It would be so strange. I find it really strange listening.
I don't think the show's any poorer for not having me on it.
No.
If that's what you were asking.
In its own way.
No.
I get a funny thing, like if I'm not involved in something, I get too sad and I get FOMO and I get kind of like...
Yeah, so you and I are a little different like that.
Like I can listen to Nova for like three... Still, I can't.
Oh,
because it's not that I can't do that. I can't do it.
I love seeing things continue and evolve without my presence. Like that's
I find it curious.
It's a wonderful thing just to see. It's like, oh, that's how they're doing that now.
Yeah.
Would I have done that? I don't know. That's all it is.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's like
you're very animated then. Like a Pixar character.
I often I've said things and then I look over at you and you start doing a bit of, what are you doing?
Well, yeah.
And I often think to myself, geez, Matthew would have just done that to me if
he was in.
Yeah, there's a few cheeky moments this week that I've heard. I'm like, careful, Will.
Can you remember one?
No, I need to write them down
we
for you.
We did some
I'm
accents
sorry.
Yesterday, today.
Yeah.
Just need to.
I said no rain, no flowers.
Yeah, and
what's
today.
Wrong with that?
That's today that? Caught me off guard. What does that mean?
No bad times, no good times.
Yeah. You don't get flowers without rain and water. What do you mean?
So you're saying rain is bad times. Right, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I think we were referring to Jesus at the time.
We were. And his resurrection.
Yeah.
Which is happening tomorrow.
At this very,
tomorrow.
Because we go up on a Saturday.
If we go back, I don't know, 2,000 years.
Yeah. Mm.
Jesus would currently be
in his tomb.
On the producer's podcast. Is that what you're saying?
Here he is.
Here he is now.
Jesus.
Mr. J. Christ.
Hey, guys.
It's just Zave doing a character.
Same doing character work. Do we have any guest appearance locked in for this producer's podcast?
No.
I'm asking the question as we start the podcast. Is Zave coming in? Are we getting feedback with Jay? Are we doing...
Should we one day... Guys, this is controversial.
Yeah, go on.
Should we one day get DC in here?
Man, that is massively controversial.
It's very controversial.
It's very controversial.
Is DC listening?
He's always listening.
He could even just speak like this.
What, Morse code?
Just in Morse code is like this.
Dot dash. Dash.
Just SOS.
Yeah.
We just speak to DC through sound effects.
Oh.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, that's bong. I thought it said boing. Sorry.
DC, stop that.
No,
DC, that is
you
not.
No,
we said after work.
No, sorry. That's me not reading the I do need to. You're right. The other week, I do need to tidy this page up.
Oh, my God,
up.
It is a mess over there.
Troy's, I've noticed that his grabs page is completely haywire. There are things that
have
are
you seen
not...
our producer pod one? Go have a look at it.
You're on the producer pod one.
Go and have a look at it.
Come over here. Push a button. Go on.
Yeah. Have a go.
Pick your favourite button.
Oh, because you did. I don't know if you heard on Dead Set Legends when I panelled a segment. Did you hear that?
Did you?
No, I didn't.
I was, I had to come over and play some grabs. Right.
You don't have headphones on?
No.
Even funnier.
There's no, where are all your sound effects?
This is what I mean. They're not in any order.
On Troy's bits.
That's fine.
Is that Law and Order?
Yeah.
I love Law and Order.
Okay, yeah.
Bit loud.
Is it? Oh, I can't hear anything.
What's that from?
Yeah.
West Wing?
Yeah.
West Wing theme. Anyway.
What's that?
That's Boing.
Oh,
that's
springboard Boing. Yeah,
that's what I was going for.
What's Gigglepot?
Remember we played a game like 16 weeks ago about you had to guess a famous celebrity's laugh, like this one?
That's Julie Roberts.
Well done. Correct.
We did. Was that on the producer's podium?
Yeah.
I want to play again.
I think Fat Albert made it for us.
That's right.
It's a very fully produced game, so it definitely wasn't made by any of us.
Yeah. I remember doing all
of
these.
Is that Joaquin Phoenix?
No.
Who was it?
Brad Pitt.
Oh. Really?
Hard game.
That's
really hard game.
Go again?
No.
I know it. I don't know.
I remember being bad at the time.
Yeah.
Adele.
Oh, God.
It's Adele.
It's Adele.
It's Adele.
Hello, I'm Adele.
Yeah.
One really, more. Really long, lovely.
You want to keep playing the game?
Just one more. Just one more.
Played. All right, here we go.
It's a man.
I think it's Goz.
Who?
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
I don't know how I remember that one.
Well done.
Lovely, lovely long message from Dan Roberts.
Oh. Okay.
Strap in.
Dan Roberts.
You know Dan Roberts?
No, I was thinking of another Dan. Dan
Good
A.
Good story.
Or another Roberts.
Continue.
Hey, Big Willie style for the proddy potty. This is, look at this essay he's
sent
me.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been saving this for weeks, too.
Is this going to make me cry?
Are we doing this in full? Do I need to?
Yeah. Do we need some music underneath? Like out? A.
Yeah. Let's see. I actually haven't read it in full, but I know that it's nice. It's Dan, father of Charlotte here. Do you know Charlotte Roberts? You might remember meeting me from such shows as the PDS live show at Bell's.
I remember them coming together, I think.
I don't know if I remember them. Anyway, I'm the dad who wrote the Come On Titties, Come On song as my homework tidbit.
Yeah.
Come on, titties, come on. I was just too shy to share it on the night, and the risk of Charlotte actually dying of embarrassment was real. It was the young girl,
yes,
Charlotte.
That's what I mean.
Do remember now.
Who,
yes.
Who else? An old girl, Charlotte. No, I remember them vividly.
They can be parents who have older kids.
I know, but I remember
She was
them.
The only like child there.
Yeah. She wasn't a child. She was like
14.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truth is, I have a face for radio and a speaking voice for hand modelling. Oh. It was strange that the casting agent lady that was there on the night didn't seem to notice me. Clearly, she must not be very good at her job. What are the chances? Jeez, Dan.
Okay. Whack.
It would be remiss of me to have not sent this message earlier. The year is flying. This is going to be a long message as I have a few topics to cover.
Right.
I'll split it over a few messages. Sorry for bombarding the Insta topics to come.
No, I love it.
First message.
It's going to provide us with a whole podcast worth of content.
Yes. Topic one, belated live show appreciation. You guys really put on a fun night. Can't wait for the next one.
Thank you.
It was really nice of you to come and have a little chat with Charlotte and me after the show when it was Chicken Parma time.
Yeah,
that's right.
Chicken Parma time.
Eating. Jay's suggestion of doing something during the comedy festival would be awesome, but whenever it is, I'll be keen to be there.
We haven't heard anything about
that. No.
He's still making inquiries.
Is he?
Well, it's very hard to organise a comedy show in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, literally after it's already started.
Yeah, I know.
That's a tight turnaround.
It is a tight turnaround.
But does it have to be officially part of it?
That's what I mean.
Can it just be off Broadway?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's it.
Can't it be like 1 a.m. at like...
I would like to get Marty to it, though. Like, if Marty's available,
it
would be really weird for us to just go and do another event if Marty's just at home that night.
Yeah, that's fun. That'd be two really fun guests to have would be Marty and Marlon. I would love to bring Marlon.
We saw Marlon.
I saw him. I didn't have a time to say hi.
Oh, God, I hugged him.
You didn't have time to say hi to Marlon?
I had to run to something and I saw him from about 50 metres away. I was like, oh, there's
I
Marlon.
Stopped everything so to say I. hello to Marlon.
We were going up to the planes and we went, Marlon!
How was he?
He was excellent.
Marlon was talking to someone from the Grand Prix Corporation, so I felt like it was an important chat they were having.
He's like head of their security.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Because last year, Marlon, if anyone... People know who Marlon is, surely, but basically he was the security guard at Triple M when we were in a different building. But last year, he was escorting all the drivers around the racetrack. Yeah. So he was like top tier security.
He?
Yeah, that was his job. So if Max had to get from like the pit to whatever, Marlon would do the escorting.
Okay, Max, I understand you've had a frustrating race, but I'm going to have to ask you to move along.
You need to weigh yourself.
The
FIA is just on my back about this. You need to weigh yourself right after that race. Don't take your gloves off just yet. You see Carlos Sainz do that?
Yeah.
And someone had to go and hand him a new set of gloves. Very cheeky.
What do you mean?
People were suggesting someone could have slipped a spanner into his pocket
Correct.
Or something and weighed him down.
Yeah. The weight of an appendix.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why he got it out.
What do you mean?
Maybe he did it on purpose.
No. aerodynamicism.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Topic two, says Dan.
All right.
Just a belated wedding. Congratulations. Thank you very much, Dan. Zave seems very nice, he says.
Zave is very nice.
He's not. He's a cat.
Geez, he looks like his brother.
Yes, he does.
Yes. Topic three, Maddie Tooties. Mm-hmm. There are many, many reasons why I enjoy the PDS, but one of the big ones is getting to know the real Matthew. Like the real Julia.
The real Julia.
Julia Gillard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was her thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The election she lost.
Yeah.
He is just a classic. Genuinely funny, delightfully a bit different, exceptionally out of touch with the common man.
Delightfully a bit different. Yeah. I love that.
But that's you all, are.
That's your catchphrase.
That's all I've taken. Delightfully slogan. A bit different.
In the very early days of the radio show, I didn't really get that Marty's regular Matthew bashing wasn't actually bullying. It got really uncomfortable at times.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Imagine how it was with Matthew.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Try being on the receiving end, mate. You reckon you're uncomfortable.
Try getting bullied. Eventually, I learned not to believe the act.
Correct. Well done.
And the appreciation is very real.
Yeah.
So it's just lovely to hear you take that new career step.
Oh, good on you,
thank
mate.
Godness yeah. is, thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Thank
goodness you're still in this environment.
Oh, good on you.
Was part of topic three.
Thank you.
We have, how many topics do we have? I think we got seven.
Wow. Seven topics. Surely.
The Dan chapters.
Can any be carried over to next week?
No.
Oh, no, we're doing it all now?
Topic four.
Okay.
Last year's last main show, Potty. To remind you, you sang my Come On Titties, Come On song on the last main proddy last year, and then it got main billing on the podcast. That would have been with Limo.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I've got the warm fuzzies. Charlotte knows him as the guy from Utopia.
Oh, yeah.
Being Limo.
Yes.
The Jay Mueller feedback impression during that discussion was very funny. Jeez, I don't remember any of
it. Neither.
I was Dan, father of Charlotte.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I should point out that my daughter Alex turned 20 this weekend.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Good on you, Alex.
There's a lot of content here. Maybe we save the second half for next time.
Okay.
Yeah. Good tease.
Thank you, Dan.
It's a
stick around. Next time we'll be after our break.
Yeah, we're off for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Programming note.
Yep.
Yep. Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Little housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Yeah.
Yes. Do we want another message?
Of course.
Sure. Yeah. How did we do the producers podcast last week without Will?
We just talked so much shit.
So much shit.
Yeah.
But it was just different, you know?
Did you relate to any of our poor parents chat?
I've never had table spread.
You've never had table spread in your house?
No.
What, there's always butter at the dinner table?
I don't know. I don't think I've grown up a big butter boy. I don't think I'm a butter
guy. Don't call yourself a butter boy. That's not right.
Butter boy.
Little butter boy.
Butter boy.
I thought you lived on the farm. Don't farmers love butter?
I never lived on the farm.
Oh, didn't
you? I visited the farm.
Oh, you just shot a cow on the farm or a kangaroo.
I executed a kangaroo.
Executed a kangaroo on the farm. Right.
That
was just what, in a weekend or school holidays?
Just clipped him.
Good times.
Oh, my God. Will, this has to be 1,000% anonymous.
Oh, my God, that is hilarious. Is this Ossoff office gossip?
It's Ossoff gossip.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, that's a beep. You must put that in.
Yeah, thank you.
You said it twice.
1,000%.
It may have been three that I've said this person's name.
Yeah.
PDS office gossip.
Oh, yes.
CEO of...
Oh, God. Maybe beep that too.
Yeah. CEO of blank... Given the ass, oh no, but I think this is public.
Okay, well, maybe we...
Wait, did you read this?
Maybe we vet this before we start reading it.
Tell me what I can or cannot say here. In hindsight. CEO of blank, given the ass for calling a female someone else.
Okay, well...
A useless effing C.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
The board voted unanimously 7-0 to remove him.
Really? So he just called a member of staff a useless effing C and that got him fired.
Marty calls Matthew that every day.
Yeah, way worse.
On air.
Yeah. We work in a very different world,
don't
we?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Completely different.
But I get his frustration.
Yeah.
Some people are useless effing Cs.
Correct.
Yeah.
And maybe she needed to be told.
Mm. Yeah, I guess tone and style probably came into
totally.
It.
You probably can't.
You can deliver that feedback without actually using those words.
I mean, I would never say that to someone, like, and mean it.
Mm.
You know?
I'd say it about someone, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I certainly think it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wait, is that a crime? Wait, George Orwell?
Well, you can't think anything anymore? What is it, Big Brother?
Anonymous also says, God, I almost said her name again. I'd like to say their name. They, them. I'd also like to second Zave's recommendation of Replica Sense.
Okay.
I remember that. Yeah. Do you remember Zave recommending Replica Sense?
No, but I'm aware of
Replica. Is it a brand?
No. Like you can get
knockoffs.
Yeah. There's like a whole bunch of fragrance brands that will say, like, this smells like.
Right.
Aventus Creed or something like that, yeah. But isn't Aventus Creed.
But they'll generally be like a water-based, wouldn't they? Not like oil-based or like whatever.
Oh, I don't know the chemistry
of knockoff. So it's like a fake Louis Vuitton handbag.
Yeah, correct. Pretty much.
Yeah. Their recommendation, if Lauren is after a more masculine scent, I highly recommend Jazz Club and In the Library. There's two recommendations for
Sounds
you.
Sounds like a game of
must.
Cluedo.
Yeah, isn't it? It's like a murder mystery party, isn't it?
Jazz Club. Perfum.
When the Rain Stops and Under the Lemon Tree are my favourite lighter scents.
What the hell?
Them.
What are the names of these?
I like this, the look of this one. Jazz
what
Club.
Does In the Library look like or smell
this
like?
Is a, no, this is a Jazz Club. That looks right up my alley.
Jazz Club, is it smoky?
A sweet and leathery men's fragrance with notes of vanilla. Tonka bean. I wear Tonka from Lalabo.
Huh.
That's my thing.
Is that relatable. Saying it smells like that?
How much is a bottle of Lalabo? just while we're getting relatable.
You get them refilled.
You have such a go at us for talking about business class and then you're buying Lalabo?
Wow.
How much is that for a bottle?
Feedback.
You buy it once and then you get the bottle refilled. It just happens to be around the corner from my house.
How much is the refill?
200 and something.
The refill's 200 and something. Mm. And so the original bottle would be?
In the threes.
Okay, right.
But if you have a scent that you like,
yeah.
I shouldn't be chastised.
Jessica chastised?
No flowers without rain, am I right, Will?
Oh, that's so true. No rain, no flowers.
Well, all right. When's the last time you went out for dinner?
I go out for dinner all the time.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. And how much do you spend? What's your average?
Well, okay.
No, you want to get relatable?
He owns his unrelatability. How much do you spend on oil? They have sold out, by the way, Goldie.
Are you serious?
Good. I tried to get some for Zave's birthday,
which he's
probably listening to now.
that must be the influencer effect of us.
We actually could have driven sales.
But they don't even have an Instagram because I wanted to message them and tell them.
Yes, they do, don't they?
No, I couldn't
find them. I found them on Instagram the other day.
I was going to tag them and be like, give this man an ambassadorship.
Yeah. Goldie.
Shop. Because I want to get the smooth.
Yeah. Don't you want to get a 3-pack?
Oh, well, hang on. It's back in stock.
You want to get smooth? Why not punchy?
Well, I'll get both. But I didn't
one's
want to
for
just...
drizzling.
Yeah. One's for cooking and one's for drizzling.
Hey, feedback with Jay?
Feedback with Jay.
Feedback with Jay? Oh, he looks serious.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Let's hope this is a fun feedback with Jay. Hang on a moment.
Feedback with Jay.
It's like a corky.
Feedback.
Do you need a cuddle?
It's been a great week. It's been a great
week. Wonderful.
Since the start of the year.
Yes.
It's been an amazing couple of months. Enjoy your break.
Oh,
wow.
You've earned
Jay.
It. What
Thank
nice
you, Jay.
Feedback.
Matt does not get a break.
No.
He is continuing through.
We just had that revelation on the podcast.
Yeah. Matt, it's like Marty only just realised.
Marty
as well.
Looked like a sad puppy dog yesterday when he saw me and he's like, oh, yeah, but you get a couple of weeks off now, don't you? And I'm like, no, mate, that's not how that works.
Matthew's made a choice.
Yeah. He has made a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marty's feedback was you never go backwards on pay or holidays.
Marty's right. Yeah. Marty knows how this works.
So can I have 12 weeks holidays? Is that what we're saying here?
We won't conduct negotiations publicly.
Right, okay. Ooh.
Or after the fact.
It's like you've said that before.
You've missed the boat.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah.
And I feel like now that I have my headphones working, I'm probably done.
You're right. Okay.
Can Will and I have 12 weeks holiday?
We effectively do.
I know, but paid. Not pretending to it.
Jeez, I'm so busy.
Oh, God.
From Noosa.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. How do you reflect air quotes in a contract?
Yeah.
Great question.
Yeah. It's a good question.
Holidays.
Do you have any actual feedback, like some constructive criticism?
Mm. Oh.
We welcome it.
This is a really, really good. You know what? I talked to Max Gawn today. We went.
Mm. Does he love us?
He loves you.
He does.
He absolutely loves being part of it.
Because he's excellent.
It's
and we're best
two-way
friends.
Straight.
Yeah. Yeah, he did say while we were catching up, he said, he said the first time I was at Triple M, I didn't really enjoy it. Wasn't having a lot of fun.
Mm.
And in the back of my mind, I'm like,
I was producing
that show. Sorry, Max.
It was the show. It's a very different style of show, the one that we have.
I love the style of show that you have. I just get the, every day, I laugh, I have fun. I found a stick the other day.
Yes.
Oh, you said that. When
did you pick it up?
We had a caller. Yeah, I picked it up. I was walking, listening to the show. And the guy calls in. He says, finding a stick. And I thought, that guy's right. And then I looked down. And there was a stick.
I found a stick.
And then Jay texted me a photo of the stick. But I miss all my texts during the show.
Because I know. Yeah, my feedback is. So
you should message check your phone.
Can someone help explain that to me? Because I've never seen the joy in getting a good stick. No. What do you do with the stick once you've got one?
You just have it.
Pick it up.
But I
look
like
at
finding
it.
A good stick and a good rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going on a hike or something, Matthew?
Yeah. Oh, all those times I've been for a hike.
You know what you should never do, though, Jay? And Matthew.
Run with sticks?
Throw a stick to a dog.
Oh. Why?
Never.
To a dog.
To a dog. Oh, you know how people will throw a stick to a dog? Bad. Yeah. If I see it out in the public, I'm like, don't do that.
Yeah. Throw it away.
Goes through their mouth or
you
something.
Get a sharp thing.
My dog caught it, went through his cheek.
What?
And another one I heard.
Oh, dear.
Caught it midair and went through the top of its mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Its brain, and it died midair.
Oh, my gosh. That's
died
terrible.
Midair.
Midair before it hit the ground. This is your PSA. Don't throw sticks to dogs.
Don't throw sticks to anybody.
Yeah. And that has been Feedback with Jay.
Feedback with Jay. It's like a
corky. Do you need a cuddle?
Feedback with Jay with a quick PSA.
Thanks, Jay.
Ending, Jay. Simone Budge.
Oh, I love Simone. She's the one with her cousin Natalie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't know how you remember any of this.
Neither do I.
Simone says Rollo, which she spelt with an A.
Well done.
Which I've never seen before.
Oh.
I really like that.
Is it not spelt with an A? Well,
because my surname
Ralston.
Yeah.
Why would it be
R-O-L? Out of the context of Ralston, though, it looks like Rallo.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but, right, okay. Someone got a WhatsApp. right. Anyway, Rollo.
Anyway, Rollo for the PDS.
I never thought about that, Will.
Yeah, it's, when people say, it's actually Ralston, I was like, look, all right, names are said in funny ways.
Yeah.
Also, you have suburbs like Malvern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not Malvern.
Yeah. So there are examples of other proper nouns that are pronounced with A's that are pronounced.
You're getting wound up about this.
God, it annoys me.
Do I need to know I hated it or something
for this? You know what's frustrating? It's my name. I know how to freaking say it.
So there are people telling you that your own last name is pronounced Ralston?
But then there are people mispronouncing their own surnames. They're out there. Orazio Fantasia is an example.
Oh, what? Isn't it Fantasia?
He has said, he's on the record saying that both are right.
Yeah,
Albanese just like goes with whatever because he's kind of like whatever.
Yeah.
Carl Stefanovic.
Stefanovic. Anastasia is not getting her surname right.
Palaszczuk. Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe I'm...
You're just thinking of Marty saying Palaszczuk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what does Simone have to say?
Simone Budge. Also, there are Simons out there.
Yeah, Simone.
I know you guys have a break coming up. I desperately need another podcast recommendation. Any you are willing to give me, willing to try any genre.
I don't listen to podcasts.
Okay.
But I like crime.
I'm just trying to think about
something from the House of Listener.
Similar shows. No, not specifically from the House of Listener, but like I could recommend you some podcast recommendations from me, but they'll be boring as hell for you.
Yeah, that's true. I listen to a variety of sport and movie ones.
I only listen to Case Files.
Yeah, Case File, of course, very popular podcast.
True crime. I don't do crime in podcasts.
No.
I don't do crime at all, really.
I do crime at any stage.
If
don't
you like,
do it.
No, you don't commit.
No, I do.
If you like listening to us, you may enjoy one called Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill. That's
she
a very
listen
good
to
podcast.
Isn't It Weird?
Is that yours?
Yes.
Do you still do that?
No.
Oh.
But it's still there.
Days where is terrible. It housed?
Spotify? It's everywhere.
Yeah?
Everywhere? Yeah. Listener?
No,
not listener. Okay.
But, Simone, give Isn't It Weird a listen. Look, I'll be honest. It was about 5 years old, and I'm very green, but it's me and my best friend, Blake.
Mm-hmm.
We just talk shit.
There you
we
go.
Just talk about things that are weird.
There's a plug.
If you want something a bit more thought-provoking, the Ezra Klein Show from the New York Times is very good.
Good. I like to listen to The Rewatchables, which is a film analysis podcast, but it's very funny from the Ringer Network in the US.
If you like music, the Zane Lowe interview series is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Zane Lowe is a music interviewer from America. He does some wonderful chats with musicians. I have one with Yo-Yo Ma saved that I want to listen to at some point when I get a free moment.
That's boring.
That's your segment. I think it's going to be interesting.
Now that's boring.
So it's right up my alley.
Anyway, there's a couple of recommendations.
Anyone else want to recommend anything else?
Nick has a podcast.
Nick has a podcast?
Does he? What's it
called? Is that where Jeremy Piven is being housed?
Headlining.
Oh, isn't that Tim Blackwell's podcast?
I've given it away.
No, that's...
Top it in your phone box. What's the
my Headlining. Podcast?
Headlining.
It's called Headlining. Oh, our own Nick has a podcast.
Whose hand is that in the image? Is that yours?
Nick, is your podcast on Listener? No. Yeah, I know. They're assholes, aren't they?
Hang on. We are on Listener right now. You just careful. No, it's there's a certain... Yeah, anyway, I won't even get
there's
into
certain,
that.
There's certain criteria, isn't there?
Oh, this is great.
Apple exclusive.
Oh,
Podbean?
He's spoken to Eskimo Joe.
Yeah, Cav.
Wow. There's some great names in this podcast. I really should listen to your podcast. Gabriella Chilmi, how did you get her?
My favourite.
Oh, this is great. I didn't even know this existed.
He's got 5 stars out of 5 ratings,
Nick.
But 5 out of 5. Like, that's there's unblemished. I'm going to write a 1-star review.
Let's shit on this thing.
Let's ruin his ratings.
Good on you, Nick. Yeah, listen to that if you want to, Simone.
Nice.
Anything we simply must?
I really should do this.
You simply must.
I have a simply must reading the terms and conditions of Qantas try and get refunds.
Yeah. Why?
I cost myself $100 for no reason. I accidentally requested a refund instead of just saying change my flight. Thinking it was going to be the same process.
And so they charge you a $100 fee
so
to
I
get
got,
a refund.
I got the $470 for the Adelaide flight.
Mm-hmm.
And then when trying to use that credit for a $270 flight, they were saying you have to use all of it.
Okay,
I can cop that.
Business class.
The extra $99 fee on top of that for changing my flight, I couldn't cop.
Those bastards.
But I paid it anyway.
Yeah, I know. They get you. Because otherwise, what do you do?
Yeah. I'm just going to waste all my money.
Spirit of Australia for you.
Bastards.
That really irked me.
I did something recently.
I'm going to borrow one from Dave. While you think of that, I'm going to borrow one from Dave Hughes. And he recommended just driving in silence.
I do that all the time.
And I'm
My
like,
dad does that.
Hughesy, what do you mean? And he's like, oh, it's so nice not hearing noise.
I've told you this before.
Have you?
Sometimes especially in the pandemic when I went to work in radio every day, got home to someone in my house and I was never alone.
Yeah.
I would just drive home from work in silence. Because I couldn't. My mental health was so poor.
Yeah. I think this is a bit more positive than that, though. Like, that's sadness. That's what that is.
No.
In the pandemic, sadness. Nah. I'm not even peeping that. I don't care.
It was so tiny.
It's a tiny little F-bomb.
Yeah. Tiny little F-bomb.
I love a bit of silence.
A bit of silence is fine. You can have conversations with yourself.
I mean, it's very bad for our industry, obviously. Like, if you're driving, listen to us.
That's so right.
Totally. Yeah.
But if you've got an opportunity where you've listened to everything we've put out to date.
Oh, there's always more ads you can be consuming.
Go back and listen to them all. Yeah.
I have it. You simply must.
Oh, should I actually play the intro?
Oh, yes. Oh, you simply must. That's drama.
I led you there like 3 times.
I know. Oh, we forgot. Because that board is such a mess.
You can't have rain without flowers.
No, you can't have flowers without
rain. I don't care.
Today I had my very first hot cross bun. And
your
I thought.
First
of the
ever?
Season?
No, of the season.
Oh,
I mean, you did phrase it in a way that sounds.
I had my first hot cross bun.
Tomorrow is Easter. And if you haven't, if you are yet to have a hot cross bun, get one. Eat it.
What's your favourite flavour hot cross
Just
bun?
Just a standard.
Standard?
With gluten?
No.
Don't be silly.
No.
I did think Tegan had poisoned me today, but I think I just ate too many hot cross buns. Gluten free. They were so good.
Did you have more than one?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's why.
I had two.
Two full?
Yep.
Turned into Troy.
You had more than two, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I had two.
Just two?
Yep.
Promise. Right. What else did you eat today? We're not doing a food diary. Never mind.
Like with anything, I think the original is always the best.
Yeah.
When we're talking flavours.
Really?
I'd be curious to try the pizza shape flavour, whatever that is. I'd be curious because I'm a savoury gal.
Yeah, I'm a savoury gal too. I love it. And a thick wad of butter on it.
You are a thick wad boy.
I'm a butter boy. I know you're not a butter boy.
I'm not a butter boy.
You're not a butter boy?
I am.
Thick wad boy. I'm a butter boy.
Butter boy. Butter boy. I'm excited for lunch today.
Yeah, Greek.
For those of you, yeah, we're going for Greek. Christian's not coming because he's got a wedding. He's starting his career in weddings.
A wedding on a Thursday?
Yeah,
Thursday,
because tomorrow's Good Friday.
Who's wedding. Having a pre-Easter long
Who's
weekend
having the wedding?
Wedding?
I think it's a smart wedding, though.
It's not your wedding, is it?
No.
Are you travelling for it? Can he talk through that?
Can we? When do we buzz?
I asked,
come in, Chris. Have you been on our podcast?
Yeah, he has.
I think I have.
Yeah, I think you have. Days. Christian, everyone.
Hello, Christian.
Welcome. Hi, Christian.
Hello.
Put that microphone up.
I personally prefer Chrisso, which I heard that the newsroom always called you.
Newsroom, footy boys. Yeah.
Footy boys.
Did you know Christian loves a pull apart?
Loaf?
What do you mean?
Pull apart loaf. Pull apart loaf.
Share and tear in our part of the world, we call it.
Oh, share and tear.
What the hell is
you do mean a loaf, yeah.
No, well, it's not a loaf.
Well, isn't it? It's like, bread.
Like
bread.
Cheese and bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
I thought you like spinach with feta one.
Oh, there's.
Yeah. I like all of them.
Oh, there's across the board.
From
there's multiple.
Baker's Delight?
Yeah, Baker's Delight's probably the
Brumbies?
One.
Yeah.
Brumbies.
Brumbies are good.
Oh, yeah.
We don't discriminate on bakery brands. We love them all.
Of course not.
I haven't seen many of them around in your time on this show, but the way that James Royce, our news manager, made it out to me is like, it's essential. You want Christian to do anything? Pull apart.
It was like it was a breakfast, lunch, and dinner for me, which it was just a light snack.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But it would see you through the whole day, or are you having multiple in a day?
Probably it gives you at least a couple hours.
Eventually. Yeah, it's a whole thing of pull apart.
Not that big?
Yeah.
That's, like 2,000 calories.
What's it's delicious.
Oh, shut up. I was about to call you Troy.
That is a Troy.
Calorie counting over there. How many pull apart? What's the most pull aparts you've had in one day?
Oh, one.
One.
You've never had more?
Say,
you've never
I don't double
You're not treating them like cheese and bacon rolls.
Right.
Whatever.
Okay.
And I probably have it over the span of across, you know, 1 hour.
2 hours.
Oh, 1 hour. Yeah.
1 hour.
God, I love them though. Oh God, because it's just all the flavors in everywhere. Because
you can use it with dips. You can have
absolutely. Yeah. Well, you simply must have a pull apart loaf. Is that yours?
You must.
Well
you
done. Is there gluten free pull aparts?
I don't think so.
No. Just on the wedding.
Oh yes.
Why we actually got you in here, getting us back on track?
Picking
thank you.
Apart his pull apart.
Got to get back to the edit.
He's going to throw us to the ads in a moment.
The groom is a teacher.
Right. Yeah, right.
So he is taking full advantage of
curriculum day.
With a long weekend and then his 2 weeks break.
So they get
taken on honeymoon.
So their school holidays.
Honeymoon.
Right, okay.
That makes complete sense.
Is this one of your friends or your partner's friends?
One of my friends, long time.
Is this starting the wedding time?
It's the first real wedding that I've been to. Was it for a friend?
Let me just tell you, they will never stop now until your mid-30s. Yeah,
but they're great.
I'm mid-20s now, so yeah, I'm assuming there's going to be more and more to come. I've done, you know, plenty of family ones. And
you're coming back tonight? Because it's down at Yarra Valley or something.
Yeah, Coldstream it'll be in.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, wonderful.
Are we allowed to talk about the winery or is that?
You should have stayed down there for the weekend.
Yeah, we thought about that, but
anyway. Yeah.
And is it a full Greek wedding? Is there rice and there's smashing plates?
I hope so, but no, I don't think it will be.
Is he a Greek?
He's not Greek.
Is he a geek?
He's a partially.
Is he Italian?
He's a teacher, so he's
right, okay, yeah.
It's a geek wedding.
You got to be pretty geeky
Star
to be a
Wars
wedding.
Thing.
I have been to obviously plenty of family weddings, the Italian weddings where we all hold hands and sing.
The Zorba. The what is that?
Mambo.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Thank you, Christian.
Oh, very good. Christian. Good stuff, Chris.
And that takes us to the break.
Oh, good.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
And we're back.
Yes.
Back.
pull
so good to be back.
How good
far out pull aparts. I
what's your favourite thing from a bakery?
What's your favourite thing?
Savory or sweet?
9414 1043. Give us a call.
Savory or sweet? Just whatever.
All bakery goods.
If I didn't have any kind of spitty one?
Yeah, of course.
Like
yeah.
A pizza, like a cheese and bacon pizza roll or whatever.
Pizza roll?
Because like
you
like,
can get the flat pizza disc things.
No, like
a discus.
Those standard with the ham and like the roll whatever.
In a roll. The ham.
I don't know. That's on top.
Matthew!
I'm trying to understand. I'm trying really hard.
Pizza roll!
Pizza roll?
Oh, my God, Matthew.
It's a flat disc.
You mean, it's like a little dinner plate with pizza toppings
mini
on it.
Pizza. Yeah. Like a hand of pizza.
Yeah. Pizza roll.
Okay. It's a pizza roll.
It's a pizza roll. But it's a roll?
Hawaiian pizza roll.
Show me a photo.
Get barbecue ones. I used to smash these.
These things.
Oh, a twirly little escargot thing.
Not even twirly.
It's like a snail.
No, they're not twirly.
Well, that's what you've just showed me.
This is not a twirl.
Theatre of the mind. Explain what you're seeing.
Okay. That's a ham and cheese roll.
Yeah. What are you
Thank
talking?
You.
Okay.
So, no. Yeah, so it's like little fake cubes
yeah.
of ham
yeah,
on top of
awful little
like
ham things, yeah. Yeah.
No, that's exactly what I was, yeah, yeah, no,
but
I love
you can
them.
Also get little like mini pizza type things on, instead of
oh, yeah,
a pizza
no,
base,
yeah.
it's bread.
I've got them at Morning Market. Have you been to Morning Market in on Gertrude Street?
Yes, I
They've
have.
They've got really good pizza squares.
I had
squares.
A great chicken salad from there.
They have
Incredible.
Excellent sandwiches, excellent everything.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, favourite thing from a bakery, William?
I don't know. I love.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I have a lot of options. Mm-hmm. I adore bread, but I don't buy it because I would just murder it.
Me too. Mm. I can't have it in my house.
I actually can't. And we don't actually have a really nice bakery near us, which is funny because we live near the Paran Market,
we
which don't really have any bakers in there.
There's we have a, an excellent
there's
bakery.
There's bread shops in the Paran Market, this, but yeah, you're right.
Hugh LeBaker?
Who?
That's the name of it, but it's more of like a sweet treat kind of bakery.
Yeah, you like a Laurent.
Mm. I just want a bread joint.
Yeah.
But I love a scone.
Ah, would you get a scone
from
in a
bakery?
Oh God,
a scone.
Oh, do you prefer scone?
Well, I don't care what you call them, but you're getting a scone from a bakery.
Sometimes, maybe a Lamington.
Do they sell them with fruit, cream and jam?
No.
So you just have a plain
so
scone.
A plain scone.
Surely you would. Suffocate.
Pretty dry. The dryness yeah. like in your mouth.
It's like eating
the,
sand.
The lady eating cinnamon. Remember that?
You've got a cabinet shop. Full of joy and you're getting a dry scone to choke to death on?
I like sauceless things. I eat my nuggets dry. I'm a raw dog boy.
Someone needs to just don't put that in quotation marks. What? Oh. Yeah. Someone needs to introduce happiness to you,
if,
Will.
If you were to have
this
a sausage
is so
roll.
Sad.
A sausage roll.
Would you put sauce on it?
Yeah.
Of course.
But not much. I just give it a little hint.
I don't need a lot of sauce.
No, no. I need it drowning in
sauce.
What
about a bowl of chips?
And mustard.
I prefer chips with that sauce. I honestly do.
Do you accept vinegar?
I don't think I've ever voluntarily put vinegar on chips.
Oh, God. My fish and chips
really?
Is covered in vinegar.
Black vinegar or white vinegar? Brown vinegar or white vinegar?
Well, I grew up with white, but now I'd get brown.
Yeah. Malt vinegar is elite.
It's ridiculous. So good. Oh, yeah, fish and chips. Now. Right, get
what are you getting from a bakery, Matthew?
A vanilla
You'll
slice.
Have an opinion, no doubt.
Savory-wise, I've got a real guilty pleasure at the moment. They're these tiny little, like, mini hot dog things
yes,
in
know.
A little bread roll with cheese melted on top. Those things are incredible.
Like a, pig what are they? Pig and, yeah, pig
like
in a blanket.
Like a pig in blanket, yeah. I thought they were only at Bread Top, which is
yes!
the, yeah, but no,
they're at Bread Bottom as well.
very good. Anyway, that's a good savoury option. Sweet options. I love a custard tart, and I love
with like the cinnamon on top when they sprinkle the cinnamon.
Yes,
on. I do love a custard tart.
You know it. You've got to.
I like those if I'm going sweet. Mm. They're these little apple packages with like white icing on top.
What's that called? Like an apple turnover or something?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, turnover. Okay.
Oh,
they're amazing.
They are like a strudely type thing.
Yes, but they've got the thick white icing on top. Oh.
Vanilla slice, if they're available.
Let's just name everything at a bakery.
Well, no, these are my favourite.
What about those jam tarts?
Yes, the jam tarts with the fake and the yellow ones as well.
Yes,
they come in yellow
we would drive to
red.
Natalie's when I was a kid, Jess and Nat's, and we'd stop at the bakery because Mum would get stuff for lunch and I would always get a jam tart.
Do you like a Nini? Tart.
No, hate Neenish
I've
tarts.
Never understood Neenish tarts.
They're
and
disgusting.
People go mental for
Are
them.
Are they Australian?
I don't say mental.
I don't think so.
Neenish tarts? I don't know.
Where's Noni?
I saw him crawling around my feet just before. I thought it was a rat.
Yeah, they're Australian. Neenish tarts.
Neenish tarts. It's the one, so cream inside, you got like pink and brown icing
or white,
on top.
Or white and brown.
They believe the name is attributed to a woman named Ruby Neenish.
Huh.
But that was later revealed to be a prank.
I was about to say, why aren't they Ruby tarts then?
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Bakeries.
They're gross.
Oh, lemon slice, I haven't even mentioned.
Lemon slice.
And sometimes if they do like a cherry ripe slice, oh, yum.
What about a head? Caramel slice is my favourite slice.
Yeah, caramel slice. I love that, but it's just so much sugar. I get such a sugar high from it and then I just crash.
I'm on the Goldie website. Am I getting the Taster Trio bundle?
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right.
You need drizzling and cooking.
I need something.
And that'll also come with a little balsamic vinegar in there
too,
as well.
You know you're Goldie.
Yeah. It's not a glaze, though. It's a balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, good.
Just be aware of that.
Oh, glaze, gross.
Oh, I love glaze.
For what?
Just drizzling on top of a salad.
Do you know what's really funny?
Like a pear and rocket salad?
We had a little fruit fly issue in our place recently.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like fruit flies, or were they in your houseplants?
The tiny little flies, and they'd be around the sink.
Mm.
God, I'd pour boiling water down there in the morning. I'd put everything down there that I possibly could.
I believe they're called drain flies. I have researched
But they would also
these.
Be in the bin. Like, they were just everywhere. And I could not get rid of them. I read one thing where it says put a thing of water with a bit of vinegar and dish soap.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you have to block the top. Mm-hmm. Didn't work.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Then we had a bottle of balsamic vinegar that just happened to be by the sink for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I looked in it and there was like five little flies in there. So I was like,
they love
that's my new trap.
Sweetness.
So I actually just left it by the sink and I'd look in there at the end of the week and it was just filled with these little flies. Caught them all. Gotta catch them all.
Oh, we have these little things that plug into the power points that have like a blue light and then like a really sticky pad on them.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a zapper.
I was about to buy one of them.
We've got them all around our house and I've never seen little tiny plant flies anymore.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, I think I should too.
Mm.
Now, there is something wrong with this Goldie website because I'm trying to buy your oil and it's saying...
You're just doing your admin during the producer's podcast?
Of course I am.
How do you multitask? Can't do that.
There's no price on it. It's saying free.
If you have to ask the price,
free.
You can't afford it.
It can't be saying free. Unless this is a first order thing. Is it a subscription-based?
It is, but I'm going one-time purchase. Free. $0. Oh. How do I pay for your oil,
buy
Goldie?
Buy it and then contact them and say, guys, this just happened. I want to pay you.
Yeah.
Or just take it for free. If
but also, I'm working with your brand ambassador, Matthew Thompson, who's giving you guys a
big plug.
Yeah.
Liz Pudney.
Oh, I love Liz.
Contribution for the prod pod. Lauren and Matt were having poor chat, as in.
Yeah. Poor people chat.
She wasn't like describing your chat as poor.
No. We were saying what as a kid did you do, but you didn't realize at the time was because you were poor.
Yeah. Financial chat.
Yeah.
We were very poor growing up.
Mm.
We ate sausages literally four times a week.
Yeah.
Deviled sausages, curried sausages, sausage casserole, bangers and mash.
What's a deviled sausage? Is that with curry?
No, when they had curried sausages.
That's a good point.
Deviled eggs are with like a curry type thing. So I thought deviled sausages might be
deviled sausages.
Right. Curry sauce.
A quick sausage casserole.
Yeah.
Sweet, spicy, slightly sticky, saucy. Yum!
Mm, actually sounds lovely, but not every night of the week. I know what you're saying.
Liz now says she can't eat sausages anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm the same with sausage pasta. Mum just puts sausages together with like a can of tomato sauce, like Legos sauce, and then puts pasta in there.
Legos?
Legos?
What do you call it?
Legos.
Legos?
Yeah.
I don't know. Legos just sounded funny to me.
I thought
the S was like a plural. As in, sorry, like ownership.
I should say Lego sauce or something.
Like this is Lego's sauce.
It's not Lego.
It's not made of Lauren's sauce.
But Lego also, flowers.
Blake, it was the same. Blake was fed bolognese, like spaghetti bolognese, so much as a child that now he hates all pasta. And he can eat pasta now, but specifically bolognese, he's like, I refuse because. But I had it all the time as well, but I still love bolognese.
I gave it a big rest, and now I'm back into loving it because it's a sometimes food.
It is a sometimes food.
Not a weeknight staple.
No.
That was something I wanted to bring up. You were saying aluminium perfectly fine last
Thank
week.
You.
I don't understand the...
I know, but it was just funny the way he... It's just aluminium.
Aluminium.
I say aluminium.
Aluminium.
And then you had about 3 minutes of doing that. I could smell aluminium.
Oh, we're doing an air check here. Is this feedback with Will?
Yeah.
You weren't there, mate.
Oh,
just reminding you, we had to do our best.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Ed the horse.
We could have done it on the Friday when I was available. Why didn't we do it on the Friday?
Because that was Grand Prix day.
Yeah, we had to leave for Grand Prix. And you were so tired anyway.
Yeah, I was so tired. God, I was tired. Albert. Fat Albert.
Fat Albert.
Oh. Will, maybe one for the prod pod, but welcome to the club, Matt.
Thank you.
Hearing you find a taste for Guinness on Thursday.
Yes. Oh, so Fat Albert also likes Guinness.
It reminded him of being at the Guinness factory in Dublin in 2019 when I got to pour my own and perfectly accompanied with a Guinness stew. Oh, you simply must.
Oh, God.
So there's Albert and there's the stew.
I need to go there now.
Is that got mashed potato on top?
Yeah, what
is
it? Floating mashed potato island.
We should go there, team trip.
Well, I need to do Ireland anyway because I want to do all of the whiskey in Ireland.
Yes, me too. I would like that.
We also have a GST Orcs voice. Message for Loz on the producer.
Just for Lauren? Okay, I'm
going to duck out.
Yeah. Will and I are going to go grab a coffee.
Yeah,
you're
so
good with this, Loz?
Let me know if it's not working because I'm out.
Okay, see ya.
G'day,
bye.
Team. It's Fat Albert here. Hey, Loz, congrats on posting out that.
It stopped.
It stopped. It actually stopped. It started with congrats and then stopped.
What happened?
I don't know. Did you?
G'day, team. It's Fat Albert here. Hey, Loz, congrats on posting out that T-shirt
this week.
Nice work, that.
Thank you.
So now you're no longer considered partial arts, and I know you love a good dress-up.
Yes,
Here's something you could organise for the next producer potty party.
Yes.
Get a handful of fans to come with homemade dress-ups that reflect any random theme from the show, like a North Face puffer jacket, ramen noodles, or a Wheel of Games, anything really. But on the bottom, they wear Marty's merch trunks that you'd have to get hold of. Now, it might take a bit of organising, but I know your delegates can... I mean, I know you can do it. Yeah. I believe in you. Bye.
If there's some things that I can organise, it's costumes.
Costumes. It's your passion in life.
It's my passion in life.
Name your top three costumes you've ever worn.
That I've ever done.
Mm.
Dolly would be in there.
Dolly Parton. I would say...
volleyball?
Yep. Wilson. Yep. And I would say Violet Beauregard.
They were both big, round ones, weren't they?
One was inflatable.
Yeah.
One I papier-mâchéed.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, I reckon they'd be my top three.
Marty has just sent a message on the WhatsApp. Who is this from? Is it a text? Oh, yeah. What was that? Oh, a listener, lol.
Great. I should have stated.
Doesn't matter. From Dan A. Morrison, speaking of sending things
That's
out.
Who I was thinking of before when you said Dan Roberts.
You were
thinking
of Dan
A. Robertson. what's his name?
Morrison.
Who's having a baby soon, this month.
Yes. Hey, Big Donger.
And I had to send him a beer before it gets there.
After listening to the potty, I heard that you guys are going on a break for Easter. Thought I'd just see if that bib from Loz was any chance of arriving.
Has he sent the address?
He has. He's texted it to you.
Has he?
He's got receipts.
Okay.
Right. Red? Delivered?
Nick, come in here for one.
Well, don't just summon Nick. Isn't this a job for you? Why is Nick getting involved?
As I may have mentioned, my baby is due mid-April, and I've asked for the bib in November. See screenshots.
He did.
Not only that, she has my address. Looks like my baby will be going bibless.
Dan A. Morrison.
Just joking. Love you all. Enjoy the break.
Here he is.
Hang on. So why is Nick in here?
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys.
I need you to take a bib for me to Petra.
This is not you doing the job then.
He has not sent me his address.
We could have got anyone.
I have a reply saying, yes, Dan, this partial arts queen will make this happen eventually. Lol, just shoot me your address.
And he hasn't.
Well, I've got a reply here.
You replied as well? Is it on the Loz line?
No. Look, I've got the end of it here. He'd never replied with his address.
Oh, well, that.
So, there you go.
I don't know what to tell
you. Look, I'll show you.
Nick, you're excused, I think. I think we're still in it. We'll let you know when the address comes through and then you can come back in here. Good on you, mate. Thanks.
Called
Nick in just to have him stand there.
Oh, so the reply didn't come through?
No.
I don't know where it went.
All right.
Any of my replies gone through to anyone? Madness.
Questions.
I've always hated
we need hand signals. You hated that.
I want that bull in my teeth.
Oh, I hated it.
What are you doing? Lauren, shut up.
I said questions.
Questions, man.
Oh, did you rearrange my board?
No.
Sorry.
I will gladly send Dan a bib, but I don't know where to send it. Uh-oh, is his address in the system?
Could be.
How would I do that?
From Verity.
Hi, Verity.
Morning, Will. This was from... she sent it at 9:46 p.m. on a Thursday.
Okay.
In case this classic Troy moment was missed, I had to share. This is not the message, but now I want to hear it. Your whole body falls apart in space. There's no gravity. He would have lost a lot of weight. Yes, he would have, as in space you are weightless. I don't understand. Let's listen to the GST Orcs clip. Oh, jeez. It's not working, is it?
No.
Sounding great. All right. Thank you.
Oh. Ouchie.
Jeez. Wow.
Yep.
GST Orcs.
Jeez. A little bit of interference there. You've got, what are we doing here?
You've got to be able to push back.
Play it into, play it into your microphone.
Is your volume up?
It's not even playing at all.
Have you tried pausing your podcast?
Pausing the...
Still listening to
this. This is the worst system.
You know when the wheels fell off? When we took that other little black box out of it?
Yeah.
It actually used to work perfectly.
Yeah. Where is that?
I'm going to get the black box back.
I can't even play it normally. Anyway, Verity's other message because she had a question.
Okay.
What do you guys do in, quotations, the break? I mean, I would go to the toilet, but that's a me thing.
Songs and ads.
Yeah, we. We sit and we talk shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mainly what we do.
Yeah.
Usually when we say have our biggest laugh, we go, sometimes Marty will start telling a story. Troy puts his headphones on because we're about to come back in from the song of the ad break.
Yeah.
And then Marty goes with this, I'll tell you later, mate.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
It's actually a reason that I did, I'll tell you later, mate. Like that happens
well,
a lot.
Someone has to concentrate on the actual radio show. And that's Troy's job.
Yeah.
I heard, like, because you think that, oh, you've got breaks in there. Max Gorn came in the other day and you'd be chatting about what you're about to chat about. And then I heard during the opener for Max, Marty just going,
Saturday, yeah?
Yeah.
It was like, I heard that.
Yeah. I remember that. Verity says, also, I've had my gallbladder removed. Apparently, I was meant to go on a special diet after, e.g. low-fat, blah, 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 as the drip, drip, drip of the bile can't deal with a sudden KFC rush of fat at one
time. We've talked about gallbladder removal and recently.
Are you saying that anyone that's had their gallbladder removed can't eat KFC?
You would have to be on some kind of medication to
maybe for a little bit.
Yeah, to try and, because that's what your gallbladder does. It separates stuff into things and all that. Doesn't it?
Dr. Lauren Barry, that analysis, thank you.
Mary Kondo.
If it doesn't bring you joy, thank it and say goodbye.
But I want to live, says Verity. Yeah. So instead, well, I have quite an overactive colon and fecal urgency at times.
Got to be IBS.
Life is too short to worry about that.
Oh, see, that's Verity telling me, don't worry about my spitty bum.
No, no.
But also, Verity.
Bad advice.
We could be causing ourselves severe internal damage.
Yeah.
So please be careful, Verity.
Yeah.
I understand you love KFC and so do I, because just the other day I had a Twister.
Did you?
Yep.
Just by itself?
I had chips as well. Okay. After the Grand Prix.
And what drink?
Just water.
Just on water.
Okay. Yeah.
Snack chat we do on this.
It's relatable, food. Will, because everyone outside of you enjoys the happiness of fun food.
I love a Twister.
I don't want fecal emergencies like Verity.
Do you like pepper mayo?
Yeah.
Or do you get the Zinger Twister?
Nope.
Never get a Zinger Twister?
I've never had it.
Don't think I have either.
I get a regular Twister.
Why on earth would I introduce spice into
never.
This?
Never. No. I want the pepper mayo, and I want it in my mouth.
Do you order it with extra pepper mayo?
No, but I will.
Have you got the crunch Twister wrap, which is when they put corn chips
in
the Twister?
I almost ordered that the other day.
You really should. Crunchy and delicious.
We should start a food podcast.
Yes. It sounds like that. I'm out.
Oh, God. Where do you find happiness? Sport is where you find happiness.
How about them Lions yesterday, Will?
God. Oh, yeah. Woof. And the pies. Hot pies. Cold pies.
What's your favourite pie? Do you eat with the trolls?
What is your favourite pie?
Shepherd's.
Shepherd's?
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Or apple.
I just love a steak, bacon and cheese.
Steak, bacon and cheese. No, the scallop pie.
Scallop pie is delicious.
Seafood in a pie. Ooh.
Fish pie. How do you not like that?
I love scallops.
He doesn't like seafood.
And just not brave enough to put it in a pie.
Scallops are, I think, pound for pound are my favourite food.
Scallops are amazing.
What?
Yeah. Just if I'm eating.
Lots of seafood today.
If I get 100 grams of one food.
It's not eye fillet?
Scallop. I mean, eye fillet would be in the conversation.
In the conversation. But you're going to go for a scallop.
I would go all seafood.
They're just so nothing. They're just little
balls. They are so not nothing.
Balls of just generic food.
Oh. Mass.
And it's what they're cooked in. If it's cooked in butter, then you're actually just tasting the butter.
I just love a seared scallop.
Yeah.
But seared scallops.
The sear that you're tasting isn't the actual food of scallops.
It's like when you eat escargot.
The flavour of scallops.
The flavour of escargot is garlic.
Garlic and herbs, exactly.
But I do love escargot.
Yeah. It's just a vessel for the flavours.
This is just... Verity's second question.
Verity.
Will Matt be keeping his Matt the Flapper email?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
As he is still a part of the show, I assume it will still exist, but I don't want to be that sad person emailing a dead inbox.
Oh, no, Verity,
you reminded me I should probably check it. I think I only check it once a week.
You were about to read some out the other week.
Oh, there was a really long one that I haven't read yet. Sorry.
Yeah.
From Penelope, I think.
Penelope.
Penelope in Adelaide.
Oh, yeah, Pen in Adelaide. Yes. Who, for such a long time, I thought was a man.
How did you think Penelope was a man?
No, because she would always sign off as Pen from Adelaide, and I don't know why.
So it was Sean Penn.
Sean.
Yeah, and then one day she was like, Penelope, and I was like, wait a goddamn second. Penelope?
You're short for pencil.
I was like, I don't know.
Pen.
Penis?
Penis. You cannot spell penis without pen.
No.
Brett, quick one for the prod pod. When callers, quote, accidentally fade out, you'll love this, Matthew.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was reading Penn's email.
They talk. Is it because they talk too long?
Yes.
Are they aware of it?
Yeah.
Or are they just telling their story blissfully unaware until one of the team thanks them for their call, always being curious.
That's exactly what happens. So you don't hear levels when you're on the phone. You just hear that you're connected, so you just keep talking, but we have fully faded you and moved on.
That's so cruel, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I never thought about that because you're fading down the level, but then
they don't hear themselves get quieter and be silent.
So it's the sixth sense. They don't know they're dead.
All they'll hear is halfway through their story, oh, I'm so sorry, you just faded out there. And then Tegan picks you up and goes, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate you being on the show.
But I didn't get to the... No, 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 we heard.
Sorry, mate. We've just got the news to get to, which, as we proved on Thursday, we can get to the news whenever we want. It went at 8:40.
Oh, that's so funny that you're just telling your story and then all of a sudden Tegan has.
Yeah, I know.
There have been times when I used to answer phones and they'd still be talking when I picked them up.
Yeah.
All this kind of, oh, God, you just faded out. Sorry, mate. Bit quicker next time. All of that, they've just kept, they've barreled through.
Because it really is like you're just sitting at a table and you're blindfolded and you can hear all of us like, hi, Glenn, and then you start telling your story, you take the blindfold off, no one's there.
And everyone's left. And Tegan's sitting across the desk from you. Hang on, where did everyone go?
No, I heard the whole thing. Thanks, Glenn. From Paulie Bazile.
I know Paulie.
Hey, mate, I've got a question for the PDS. When a pre-recorded interview goes to air, I'm loving these questions. What do you guys do in that time? And also, what are you up for Easter? That's personal, Paul.
Okay.
Right. Well, I'm spending Easter together.
Yeah, Easter Sunday.
Yep.
Do you want to come to that?
No, what are you doing?
You already said no.
Starts with an O, but what are you doing?
Yeah. No, we'll tell you later. Oh. What do we do when interviews are going ahead?
Orgy.
What? Is that what you said?
I did not say.
Why would it start with an O?
It starts with no.
Oh, I thought you said it starts with an O. I was like, what are you
doing?
We're doing?
But what are you doing?
We'll explain
Optus
after.
Starts with O. That starts with yes.
Yes. during pre-record, we just put our feet up. Have a long chat. Out. Sometimes if we've got to be somewhere after the show, we'll record some of our 3 p.m. hour.
National hour, yep.
Which, that's a secret. Go on, mate. Don't come back in at 3.
No.
Yeah. If you're hearing us on the radio at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we're not here.
I know we say top 3 at 3, but it's like
it's actually 9:30. Yeah.
Top 10 past 9.
Pre-recorded chat.
Hoping it stays relevant.
Seriously.
Hope King Charles doesn't die.
Because this sounds out of date.
The good thing is that it's never going to be announced at that time because it's overnight there. They'll never do it.
Is that? Well, yeah, but there's lots of other big news stories that could break between 9:10 and 3:10.
Absolutely. Yeah, but that's why you just got to keep it generic and fun.
Paul Hogan dies and we don't mention it.
Yeah, that gets covered off by the news, I reckon.
Yeah.
The 3 o'clock news and the 4 o'clock
we
news.
We once had an unfortunate issue with the best of show.
Really?
At Nova,
What happened?
We did a phoner that was like... about what went boom or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Was it Beirut?
Yep. No, it was a...
Beirut's the most shooting. Recent
No, it was
boom.
A shooting. Mm-hmm. Quite a prevalent one.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
A bad one. And thankfully, we were around and we had the foresight to pull that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the foresight to play
Angels. It was a pre-recorded show. It was pre-recorded or as a best of. It was one of them.
Best ofs, yeah. During the ratings breaks.
But, jeez, that's bad. It was really bad. But thankfully, we realised in time.
That's good.
Pulled it. You know, you got to be aware of.
Oh, you do. Absolutely. The whole man.
Sorry?
The whole man?
An opener.
Oh.
You are sloppy today. For a butter boy?
You got butterfingers.
Can I just repeat what you just did?
I tried to test you.
Well, what was that?
I want you on the ball.
It's just an whole man. Whole man.
This is a serious one from the whole man.
Oh, really?
Should we fade that down a bit?
Sorry.
We don't need the pump, dump, and slump.
Oh, we do, actually.
Okay.
All right,
let's get serious.
Hey, team, serious talk.
I'm Justin.
Hi, Justin. This is great.
Hi, Justin.
I wasn't in contact for a week or so as I made a decision, like Marty did. I was needing rest and help, and I manned up and called out for it.
Good. Well done,
Thank
Justin.
Thank you, Marty, for doing what I for what you did and inspired what I did. I need help. I said it and I got it. I'm back bigger and stronger than ever. Marty, I love you. Rest of the team, I like you. Your pod always brings me down to earth. The glory is open and wider than ever. Enjoy your break. If you can't be good at it.
Oh, Justin.
Good on you, Justin. Well
that's
done.
Excellent.
Wonderful message.
Excellent to hear. And we've heard a heap of messages of people that have been inspired by Marty's break. So, look, I think it's a good thing.
Well done to you. Yep. And I hope you have the people around that you need. And I hope that we can bring you some joy as well. And that's to everyone.
Oh,
you know?
That's Lauren's Easter message.
Yes.
It's just like the Queen.
So, this is the song we played. We didn't remember when you weren't here.
I was playing Ghostbusters.
Oh, I can play that too if you want.
No. This is so much fun.
All right.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. See you in a,
risen.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Boy.
Have a bun now.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.